You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Ask Maria Now with Maria. Live from AskMariaNow.info.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Ask Maria Now
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Maria from Ask Maria Now. I'm an intuitive consultant, and I hope you all had a fabulous week. My contact number is 640-208-1014. So I'd love to hear from you. What I'd love to do is help people navigate through their problems and show them how to, you know, pick different paths to go on and, you know, just give them some advice. And I've also been in the beauty industry for over 40 years, and I love people to feel good inside and out. And I love to guide you in any way I can. And if you need some insight, I'm always here for you guys. So how was everybody's full moon? This was a pretty kick-ass full moon. And it was all about letting go of a lot of things, which most full moons are, but this one had an extra punch to it. And it's a good time if you really wanted to let go of something, or something's been holding you back and you just didn't know how to navigate past it. It's a good time to now start putting your dreams. You have the energy behind you from this full moon, and you'll be able to move it forward going into the next couple of weeks. Write it down. I'm always a big believer of writing it down and manifesting it and looking at it, make your dream boards. And I will tell you, I made a dream board maybe, I want to say about 8 to 10 years ago. And then I had moved and I found it. I know you must hear the story from everybody, but God's honest truth. Everything except my location, completely aligned, everything. And it's amazing when you go back and look at all that and you see that you really can manifest. If you put your mind to it, you jot it down and you just focus on your goals. And believe me, it is granted. And full moons, a lot of times, give you the push that you need. You know, you start saying, do I need this? Do I need that? You know, it's really time for me to get it together and move on. So right now, I'm just going to give a message to somebody out there, and let's take a look at what message somebody needs to hear tonight. Okay, let's see. Okay, so this message is for a gentleman who shows up as an air sign. A very smart, intelligent, ambitious, assertive, smart guy. Very, has great ideas, has great insight. He's smart. I'll tell you one thing, he's very smart about this guy. And I don't know, I've been getting a lot of these readings lately from people, especially some men who have this energy. I think they're all coming into their masculine now, right? And men are starting to be viewed differently. And they're starting to, you know, really move forward with that masculine energy. And I feel that he is looking for a home. And he's deciding whether he wants to, this is incredible. He wants to be on the water. It sounds crazy, but he wondering if he should get something that's on the water. He has made enough money to afford that luxury. And he's been going back and forth. He did have a bad deal that went sour, but I'm going to tell you, if you're out there listening to me, nothing is ever a mistake. So don't have any regrets. You definitely will find a beautiful home, and it will be on the water. I feel it's in Florida somewhere. I'm feeling a very nice area. And you're feeling a little defeated. Don't feel defeated, because you're going to find something else. That wasn't meant for you. That's it. But you have another job opportunity coming to you also that's going to be very lucrative. And I feel that you're going through like a change, and it's time for you to make that change. I feel you're leaving an old situation that didn't work for you anymore. So I feel, you just needed to get out of there, but don't feel you're not going to get what you want. You're really on to another part of your life that's going to be really, really lucrative. So you have some really good energy. So if you're out there and you're hearing me and this message resonates, don't be upset about that house that you didn't get. Just know there's another one coming that's going to be on the water, that's going to be gorgeous, and move it forward. This is your time. You're starting another whole cycle in your life. You will have another relationship in your life, and just look at it as a lesson. We all learn lessons from relationships that we're in, and march on. Okay. All right. So now I'm ready for my live client. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? Thank you for
I'm good.
taking me.
Of course, Sandra. How could I help you tonight?
Oh, I just need some question about my son.
Okay. And
I'm
what would you
good.
like to know? What's his name?
About his Jason Jr.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
I would like to know about his job or his future.
Okay, so you want to know if his job is secure and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look. He's going to get another job opportunity. I feel that his job is okay. I don't feel this is his last stop. I do feel that he has something else coming towards him. It's going to be a special offer or a suggestion to apply to something or a new experience or something that is going to be a very attractive offer to him. So, do I think his job is secure? For now. I don't feel this is his last stop, though. I feel that he will want to move on. He's worried about something. Is there something concerning him about this?
Yes, somebody has a daughter for him, and he's not sure if it's his, and she's giving him a hard time.
Somebody has a wife for him?
Somebody has a daughter, a baby.
Oh, okay.
So he's in the plus, and it's a tough situation.
Yeah, he's worried about that. It's going to work out in his favor. He's got the justice card, and the justice card always means fairness, truth. He'll be okay. But in reference to his job, I think he's okay there, but there is going to be another opportunity. Is he looking to move?
Move? No.
He's not
Well, I
looking
don't
to.
know.
Yeah, okay. Because I feel that's coming for him also. Maybe not far, but there is a change of location for him. But he's going
Oh,
to
okay.
be all right, and justice is going to be served properly, and he's going to be in victory. He also has, I always call this the little guardian angel, how I really, he's got a guardian angel around him, and somebody's watching over him. So I don't want you to worry so much about him. He's going to be fine.
One more question.
Go
Do you
ahead,
have a
honey. Of
message
course.
for me from my sister just passed away a month ago?
Okay. I
That is,
always tell
yeah,
everybody
she's
I'm
just
not
got
a,
sick and passed away.
oh, sorry to hear that. I'm not a medium, but I could take a look at the energy around your
Oh.
sister. Oh, what's her name?
Joyce.
Anyway. So you said this was sudden, right? Because I feel that she had something underlying. She's okay though. She's got the star card. So the star card is always a sense of peace, wishes come true, fulfillment. So your sister is okay. And I know it's very hard to accept that, your sister passed like that. But I would definitely recommend you seeking out like a medium. That would be the best person to get you the best message. But always know that when we leave this earth, that we always go into a sense of peace. We let go of the heaviness, and I know she's okay. I know
Oh, great. I thank you so
she's
much for
okay.
that.
And anything that if she wasn't feeling good and everything, that we revert to the best part of our lives, like We go back to our best version of ourselves when we leave this earth. So if anybody's hurt or paralyzed or stroke or anything that is not the best, or they're old, right? We could be just old and past. You go back to the best version and healthiest version of your life. So know that she's okay, mm-hmm. honey. I'm sorry for the loss of your sister also.
Great. I thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Chandra. And good luck with your son. And your son's going to be all right in court, so don't worry about that, okay?
Oh, great. I thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, honey. You take care.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
What?
So I think I have time for like one more little message out there to somebody. Let me take a look. It's hard when people in love. Yep. Okay. Whoever is wondering if they're having a baby, they are. So don't worry about that. You got the Empress. You also got the Star. So this is something that has taken you a while to achieve. But I'm going to tell you, whoever it is out there that's having a baby, and I believe that you are an air sign also. So I don't know. These air signs must be having a lot of changes in their life. It's an air sign. And you will be having a baby girl, okay? So God bless you. I hope to see you next week. And again, have a great week. Bye, everybody.